Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And welcome in on our first high school wrestling locker room chat to the 2024 portion of the season, as we're joined now by Cade Hewitt, head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. Coach, kind of looking at your team, you competed at the J.R. Durham Invitational over the weekend. We'll look first at the boys. You know, it was a tough tournament for you, obviously. Brogan Monty there at 113 pounds suffered his first career loss to the kid from North Platte in that one. And you know, it was a tough tournament overall for the rest of the guys as well. But Brogan did finish in second. Just overall, how do you feel about that varsity portion on the boys' side in Norton there on Saturday?
Yeah, probably one of the toughest Norton tournaments that I've ever put my eyes on. You know, there's several Nebraska schools and a Colorado school that comes out there, as well as the, you know, perennially tough Northwest Kansas schools were all out there. And yeah, you can see by our place winners how tough that tournament exactly was. And so obviously Brogan Monty, yeah, he suffered his first loss of his career, and it showed, the final result showed as a fall, but he was actually down by 1 point in the third period. And the kid actually caught him when he was pushing a little hard there at the very end. And so even though the final result ended in a fall, it was a lot closer match than it seemed. Mm-hmm. We had another place winner in Kellen Elam. He took fourth on the varsity side. And really, it was probably the greatest we've seen Kellen wrestle all year here. And so we were really pleased with how he came out, because he didn't have a winning record going into that tournament, and so he caught the number two second place kid first round and lost. And actually, he battled his way through that entire bracket on the backside to come in and take fourth. And so we were really proud of him and the way he wrestled that day. And then to wrap up our medal winners, we had Carter Germark on the junior varsity side wrestle really hard, get to the semifinals, and he lost a tough match there and ended up catching fourth place on the junior varsity side of the tournament. But overall, that tournament was absolutely brutal. We had Brody Boudreau was actually one match from placing there, and he got beat by several state-ranked kids, and so he was seeded number five in that bracket, and that's because there are three or four kids one being 4A and the others being 3A that were ranked above him, and that tournament has been that way for the last couple years. It's one of the toughest ones that we see as a team, and I think it really showed how young we are and how we're still developing. But to watch some of our kids develop during the day, that was the best part. Even though some of them didn't make it to the medal stand, overall as a team, we got better on the day.
You also had the girls out there wrestling. Zeta Purvis picked up a couple wins. Didn't have any medalists, but how do you feel? You had four of them wrestling. How do you feel about the progression of the girls program there?
Yeah, so I actually followed the girls. The girls tournament was in another building, and I followed them most of the day. And Zeta Purvis led us off at 115 pounds. She went 2-2 on the day. Really wrestled well on the front half of the bracket, and even in her semifinals match, took the girl down to her back, and I thought almost had her pinned, and we let the girl off of her back and ended up getting caught out of position and pinned by the girl that went on to take second. And so then we caught a tough match on the backside and ended up losing in the second period as well. And so Zeta went 2-2 on the day. Riley Croissant was at 120 pounds for us. She went 1-2 on the day, and in her win on the day looked really good, like she's really picking things up and starting to develop. And then to round us out, we had Lily Noah at 140 pounds and Caitlin Bender at 170 pounds. And both those girls, they went 0-2 on the day. But they're getting better each match and starting to learn the fundamentals of wrestling. And it was great to see that kind of competition for our girls, because outside of that, we had only seen a dual-type scenario for them. And so it was good to get them into a bracketed tournament style of wrestling, so they can see how that kind of works, and seeing some girls from some schools that we hadn't seen so far. And so I think it was really eye-opening for them to see where we are at and where we need to be by the postseason region tournament.
We're talking with Beloit Coach Kate Hewitt here in our locker room chats. We'll take a quick time out. We come back, we'll preview what's coming up this week for Beloit Wrestling here on Katy Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Still with Coach Kate Hewitt of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, a busy week for you. You have a duel at Republic County coming up on Thursday, and then a JV meet for the kids at Hayes on Friday, and then the girls go to Hayes Saturday. The boys will go to Marysville for the Jayhawker Invitational. When you look at the competition first with Republic County Thursday, what stands out about this duel?
Well, obviously they're a league school, and it would be a league duel, and we've actually already dueled this team at the holiday duels earlier on in the year, and if anybody follows our team on social media, they know that it was a very close duel, and it came down to the last match, and we expect a very similar duel matchup with them on Thursday. My only concern being, and they're obviously affected by this as well, as the weather is going to limit our practice time and preparation for that duel. But maybe we'll get to utilize that as a warm-up for a very busy weekend. Friday, we'll take our junior varsity boys out to a very tough Hayes tournament as far as junior varsity competition goes. This is typically one of our toughest competitions for them, and kind of a bracketed style tournament where if those boys wrestle hard, they can find themselves on the podium with a medal, and so we really look forward to that tournament with them. We turn around the next day in the same venue. We will have a varsity girls tournament, and we'll send our four girls out there to compete in another very tough bracketed style tournament, and really hoping to watch them develop out there in their second varsity bracketed style tournament, and then our varsity boys will jump over to Marysville. We'll go see some Northeast Kansas competition, and it'll be a very, very similar level of competition to the Norton tournament we just saw. And so we'll take our varsity boys out there and give them another test and warm up to the next tough tournament down the road lying in the Beloit Invite. So very busy week of competition. Hopefully we can get our feet on the mat when this weather subsides and prepare for it.
Kate Hewitt, head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and we certainly wish you the best of luck at all your competitions this week.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog Head Coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at KDCountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome to our first Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats, the 2024 portion of the schedule here in the second semester. We're joined by Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, you had a couple events since we talked last. One for the girls and boys there at Larned on Thursday, and we'll recap that first. We'll start on the girls' side. Kate Kendig finished in third place. Cheyenne Noel was fourth. Andy Kendig also in fifth place for you. Just overall, how do you feel about the first time out for the girls and getting on the mats there at Larned on Thursday?
Yeah, it's good to get back on the mat after Christmas. They maintained their weight pretty good, so I was happy there. They came and performed really well also, so we had a good night. We had a couple tough matches for Annie. She didn't wrestle very good there in the second and third match. I wish we could have those back, but overall, all three of them did great for having, you know, a couple weeks off there of no tournaments. I was excited for them, and they all performed well.
Then the boys there at Larned and Ellsworth, too. We'll cover Larned first. You know, it's been a good start for Grant Middleton to the second semester as he finished in second place that one at 215. And third place finishes for Caden Schultz, 157, Sam Kinnick, 175, and Gage Seifert at 190. Just kind of seeing those guys for the first time out, what were some of the things that stood out there?
Yeah. All our varsity kids did great this weekend, man. Sam kind of banged up his shoulder there against Sam Ryan for his second to last match, but he's supposed to get that looked at. But overall, our performances have been great. I was surprised how well they came out and performed after break. You know, sometimes we're still in the Christmas slump and take a couple weeks to get back into the swing of things, but they came out firing on all cylinders. And yeah, Grant Middleton especially, he's coming along great this year. I mean, he's a strides ahead of what he was last year. He's doing some pretty good things and impressing Aaron and I, and doing some really good things for us and leading this team and in wins. And so, I mean, he's getting there. Hopefully we can keep this progression going through the rest of the season.
Grant finished second on Saturday at Ellsworth. Caden Schultz was third again, and as well as Gage Seifert. Kane Fry finished fourth. But when you looked at the competition at Ellsworth, what were some of the things that you saw there, and how do you feel about that performance?
Yeah, it was a little less impressive on Thursday, but or Saturday, but they all seemed to wrestle really good. I wish we could have had Caden second to last match back. Should have got that one, but unfortunately you can't win them all, but it was good for him to get a little humbled. Grant wrestles great again, and unfortunately Sam had to sit out this weekend, so he's got to get an MRI hopefully today or sometime this week so his future looks like. But overall, this weekend and Thursday were awesome. Everyone did great.
We're talking with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Osborne Wrestling here on KD Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Coming up this week for the Osborne wrestling team, as we're still joined by Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Bulldog Wrestlers. You're at Hoisington coming up on Thursday, Coach. That's always an interesting tournament with the round robin there. Boys and girls both. What do you see as far as competition coming up Thursday?
Last year is just the girls. We took them down there. And I saw on the boys' side that there's a lot of good competition. So I was like, well, we better take our boys this year as well. So, it's going to be tough again. Them round robins. I know Caden Thursday, he got six matches. Sam would have had six matches if he wouldn't have got hurt. So, you know, that new rule is helping out quite a bit, getting more mat time and everything. So hopefully everyone can get at least five matches, maybe six, and we can improve to get ready for Saturday as well.
Saturday, you go to Oberlin, something you added there to get more matches in. Clearly, there's some good schools out west that compete in that. What do you want to see from the group there Saturday?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's down a little bit, but Ray, Colorado always comes up. They've won, I don't know, two or three state championships in a row in wrestling, so I mean, they're always good, and that's always tough when we go up against some of them guys. But McCook comes down; they're always usually tough. Smith Center will be there, so I mean, we'll have some tough matches, I'm sure. But unfortunately, there's only like four or five teams there, so it'll be a short day. But I mean, just as long as we get on the mat, that's all that really matters, I guess. So hopefully we can get three or four matches there and have a good day.
Jason Knoll, coach of the Osborne wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you again next week, all right?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Our Osborne wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Smith Center Wrestling with Avery Hawkins, the head coach of the Redmond, and the Lady Red. Coach, you had some activity this weekend. You opened out the second semester with the Durham Invitational in Norton. It looked like it was a very, very tough tournament this year. You got three second-place finishes for Gana McCoy at 157, Luke Franklin at 190, and Eli Franklin at 215. Dominic Kattenberg was third at 285, Parker Hutchinson fourth at 150. We'll cover the boys' side of it first. What do you see in that tournament, and what was your thoughts about the competition this weekend?
No, great tournament as always. That's always a tough one. You know, there's some really good teams there, some teams we don't see all the time. You know, some North Platte that's out of Colorado, out of Nebraska, sorry, World Central out of Colorado, and some things like that. And there were a couple of weight classes on there that were really, really tough. 215 was one of them. 150 was really tough, in my opinion, and 132. So it was good for us to see that, and I was happy with the way the tournament went. It's always a good one.
Girls had some success as well. Some fourth place finishes for Chloe Padilla at 135 and Casey Harrodsburg at 190. As far as the girls' side of the tournament, how do you feel about the development there?
Yeah, the girls are really coming along. They're improving really, really fast, and I love to see that. Chloe, this is just her first year wrestling, and she's had, I believe, three finishes with a medal out of four tournaments so far this year. Casey, this would be her third year wrestling, and she has placed at every tournament that we've went to so far with the girls. So I'm really excited for them and their future, and I think they're doing a great job this year, really sponging everything up, you know, learning a lot of stuff and getting after on the mat. It's been fun to watch.
How'd your break go? Did you feel pretty good about where everybody was coming out of it?
Yeah, I thought we had a good we did a good job on break. You know, our break, we kind of slow some things down. We maybe teach a little bit more. We don't do as much live wrestling. We kind of learn some stuff and go over some situations, and we maybe play a few more games, and we have a little bit more fun. Mm-hmm. And I thought our break went really well for us. I was happy with that, and I was really excited to get back on the mat for sure.
Talking with Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, we'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll preview what's coming up next here for the Redmond and Lady Red.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, still with Avery Hawkins, coach of the Smith Center wrestling squads. Coach, you do have a few events coming up, or two events coming up this weekend. Friday, you go to Superior with the boys and girls, and then Saturday, you'll head to Oberlin for the boys as well. Looking at Friday first, how does the competition stack up in your eyes on each side there at Superior?
Yeah, another tournament that's good for us just in terms of seeing somebody different. I don't remember exactly what teams will be there from my time competing, but I do know that it's not any common opponents, ones that we see a lot mm-hmm. when we stay down here in Kansas. So that's good for us. It's usually a round-robin style, so you know we'll get a good number of matches, three or four matches. And this is the second year, I believe, that they have a girls' division up there also, so it's nice to have a tournament where, you know, kind of like last week where the boys and girls are both at the same place at the same time. So that'll be good. One that I always enjoyed as a competitor, it's maybe not quite as tough of a tournament as maybe some of the other ones we go to, but it's always good to win some matches and get to see some different competition. So I'm looking forward to it. And then as far as the Oberlin tournament, that's one that we've been going to for a long, long time. It's some teams that we see quite a bit, and we'll see them the rest of the year, teams that'll be in our region and things like that. So it's a good one for us as well. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. It should be a lot of fun.
Avery Hawkins, coach of the Smith Center wrestling teams, here on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and wish the best of luck at your competitions this week.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.